there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Let's get you some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Tibetan exiles have kept up demonstrations against China's suppression of protests and riots inside Tibet. Today, demonstrators scaled the walls of a United Nations compound in Nepal. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Beijing.
About a dozen Tibetan students scaled the walls of the UN compound in Kathmandu. Once inside, they began protesting, carrying placards that read "Free Tibet" and "Stop Cultural Genocide in Tibet." Outside the compound, police arrested dozens of other protesters. Nepal is home to more than 20,000 Tibetan exiles. Activists there have kept up protests almost continuously since the unrest in Tibet began on March 10th. Under diplomatic pressure from Beijing, Nepal has pledged not to let its territory become a base for anti-China activities. Exile groups claim that Chinese officials have been present at demonstrations and instructed Nepalese police which demonstrators to arrest.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Beijing. Barack Obama's campaign says he's won the endorsement of Pennsylvania's Democratic Senator Bob Casey. A campaign spokeswoman says the endorsement will come in Pittsburgh today as Obama begins a campaign swing through the Keystone State. Pennsylvania is the next big prize in the tough contest between Obama and Hillary Clinton. She holds a double-digit lead in recent voter polls in Pennsylvania, with a primary now a little over 3 weeks away. Casey is a first-term senator and the son of a popular former governor. He's scheduled to join Obama in Pittsburgh today and campaign with him in a cross-state bus tour. California state regulators have rolled back tough mandates for the number of zero-emission cars that must be sold in the state. The move angered environmentalists and health advocates who urged officials to keep the strict rules that have also been adopted by 12 other states. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
State Air Board regulators slashed the number of zero-emission cars in California's near future by 70%. A staff recommendation had urged an even greater cut. To offset the change, regulators said the six largest car manufacturers must now sell 60,000 plug-in hybrid vehicles in the state by the year 2014. Regulators say that will give the automakers time to develop the technology needed to mass-produce the zero-emission vehicles. Officials insist the move is not a retreat from California's commitment to put more non-polluting cars on the state's highways. But environmentalists decried the vote and said the state will not be able to meet its long-term goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions with the weakened rules. And they say automakers won't produce the cleaner cars unless forced to do so.
That was NPR's Carrie Kahn reporting. And Puerto Rico's governor is denying corruption allegations. He's accused of taking illegal campaign contributions and filing false tax returns to conceal cash payments he received. Governor Aníbal Acevedo Vila says U.S. prosecutors are pursuing a politically motivated indictment. Acevedo served in Washington as the island's non-voting delegate to Congress and was elected governor in 2004 after campaigning on an anti-corruption platform. The governor is a superdelegate to this summer's Democratic convention. He's been indicted on 19 charges and could face up to 20 years in prison. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.